This is the Wikipedia page for Vajazzle. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe or put studs all over your crotch.
That's right. We're talking about vaginal studs today. Let's just go in.
Yeah, let's just do this.
Vajazzle. This article is about genital decoration without piercing the skin. For genital common piercing jewelry, see genital jewelry. For single point surface dermal piercings, see microdermal implant. A vajazzle, also spelled vajazzle with a G or glitter pubes, is a form of genital decoration formed by the application of crystal ornaments on the shaved mons pubis of a woman. The process is known as vajazzling, a portmanteau of vajayjay, a euphemism for vagina, and bedazzle. Vajazzling was popularized by actress Jennifer Love Hewitt, who devoted a chapter in her book, The Day I Shot Cupid, to vajazzling. Wow, a whole chapter. During a promotional interview on Lopez Tonight in 2010, she encouraged the female members of her audience to vajazzle their vajayjays. In the United Kingdom, this concept was popularized when beautician Amy Childs appeared in a television show, The Only Way is Essex, in 2010. By 2011, an internet rating site for vajazzling called Rate My Vajazzle had been set up.
First of all, I would suggest that you do not hover over Mons Pubis when you're reading this page, because the pop-up is a little shocking.
I mean, it's human anatomy. Basic
well, I know,
anatomy.
But for instance, if you go over, say, vagina, it is like a drawing of a vagina.
Well, yeah, because you can't see the vagina on the outside.
You can't see the vagina on the outside, but it's also like more clinical the way it approaches it. And the mons pubis looks like you just walked into someone's Instagram. That's all.
That's true. And the other problem that I'm having with this being called vajazzle, when you say vajazzle, it's referring to the vagina, but really we're talking about the mons.
So it should be the mons jazzle.
Yeah, if we want to be anatomically correct.
Yeah, if we just wanted to be like the mons jazzle. Let me go back to reading, shall I?
Yes, let's do please. It. I'm begging.
Vajazzling is typically carried out at beauty salons. Initially, any pubic hair is removed from the mons pubis, typically by a bikini wax, after which rhinestones, Swarovski crystals, or gems are glued onto the area. The result can last for up to 7 days. The purpose of vajazzling is the visual aesthetic. There are no benefits in terms of sexual pleasure. Bruising or cuts can occur from the crystals during sexual intercourse. If glue is applied too soon after the pubic hair removal, it can cause an allergic reaction or bacterial infection. Vajazzling can also increase the risks of infection if it is not properly clean. See also anal bleaching.
Wow, this was informative.
It was very informative. It's pretty much exactly what I thought. There were no surprises except for the pop-up when you hover over Mons pubis. But other than that, there were no real surprises.
The real surprise for me was the image example of vajazzle.
There's a surprise for you if you hover over labiaplasty.
And also sexual intercourse.
What? No, I'm not hovering over that. I did. Oh my. Wikipedia is so racy.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Vajazzle. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your vajazzled vajazzles.
Right on. And if there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.